So you found a website, Pinto, that outlines tipping rules and tipping guidelines. Is that right?
Well, it's a suggestion sheet, essentially. Businessinsider.com. A lot of different things that you wouldn't think of, like a barista or a maitre d'.
If I knew what a barista was, I'd have a great conversation about it. But
yeah,
well, that's a coffee shop thing,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Like a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Or Caribou? But they like have a barista?
Yeah, some of these are like a mover. You're supposed to tip a mover? Like a
like
moving guy?
Moves your furniture from one house to another?
According to this thing, 10 to 25 per person.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a service industry, right?
You're getting paid an hourly wage.
Well,
that
so
would be
so
above the minimum
and
wage.
Waitresses.
They don't get paid an hourly wage.
Sure they do.
Well, not above minimum wage.
Well, who says that movers are being paid above minimum wage?
I would hope they are.
You'd hope they are, but this is America. In 2013, you don't know that they are. We'll get back to the tipping thing. I received some text messages in from people giving me tips on tipping. And the reason it came up earlier in the Mike McFeely show was because I went on the road. And I'm not a worldwide traveler. I'm no Clay Jenkinson, let's put it that way. But I do travel several times a year, you know, via airlines to other parts of the country and stay in hotels and do, you know, take taxis and do all those things. And I'm always, being the rube that I am, I'm always confused as to what I should be tipping people if they're doing something for me. You know, do you tip the shuttle driver from the airport to the hotel just for the sake of tipping him? I don't know. Do you tip him for getting your suitcases off the shuttle? My guess is yes, because I tip them, but how much do you tip them? A buck? It's all, being the northwestern Minnesota, eastern North Dakota guy I am, I'm very confused as to the wide, wide world. So we'll find time either in this hour or next where I can take some tips and maybe Pinto can scramble through the internet and find out if there has to be guidelines out there somewhere. There are, and he's found some of them as to what should you tip. Speaking of which, what a great segue. One person you should always tip is your fishing and hunting guide. So let's bring in fishing and hunting guide out of Woodland Resort, Jeff Katzer, to have a very special segment with me in a very special hour we're going to have here as we try to raise some money for a great organization. Jeff Katzer, highly tipped fishing and hunting guide out of Woodland Resort. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me here on this beautiful afternoon, nice and early. Yes, always, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tip your fishing guide.
How much?
I think it should be good. I think it should be a good one. I think at least $50 to $100.
I think 150 is a good number to tip a
fishing
guide.
Oh, I like that too.
Per person.
That's great.
I'm with you on that.
Ow.
Hey, nah, a little high, especially for you.
Yeah, a little bit. We don't want to scare them.
No, not at all. The reason I wanted to have you on today, Jeff, was because I signed up a while ago to fish in the Wounded Warriors Guide Service ice fishing tournament on Devil's Lake, Creel Bay of Devil's Lake, this Saturday, January 11th. Now, the reason I'm having you on is because, A, to support the cause and try to get people to sign up for this, and I'm happy to be driving up to Devil's Lake on Friday and doing my show from Woodland to further promote it, but also, it's a two-person fishing tournament. So I need a partner in this fishing tournament, and we have a fun way that we're going to find me a partner for this fishing tournament. So before we get to that, I want you to tell everybody what the Wounded Warrior Guide Service fishing tournament is all about on Devil's Lake Saturday.
All right, here we go. Number one, it is the bravest men and women you're ever going to meet in your entire life, and what they've done for you, ladies and gentlemen, we should do back for them, and we should go fishing for them on Saturday. Your day will start off on Friday at 7 p.m. at Woodland Resort. That will be your rules meeting and kind of a social event, you know, you and your team member or just one team member needs to be there. We'll have it right here at Woodland. Everything will be all good to go. And then from then on, 7 a.m., you come to Woodland Resort right at the bait shop.
On Saturday.
On Saturday morning. That is correct. You come here, you get in line, you know, I would get here at 7. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to shoot off fireworks. The people that sleep in are going to love this. We're going to shoot off fireworks, so that means to start fishing. You'll start fishing at 8 a.m. 3 p.m. will be it. You need to be here, and you need to be weighed in and the whole ball of wax at 3 p.m. And at 5:30, our social hour starts, silent auction. They have got so much stuff here. And remember, everything goes to the Wounded Warriors Foundation here, the guide service. I mean, it is a great, great cause. And the ice fishing packages will all be on the board in our bait shop. At 6:30, this is where it gets fun. For all people that fish the tournament with a ticket, dinner is included. And we're having, are you ready for this? Stuffed pork chops.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a pretty good deal. Now, go ahead.
Our winners will be announced at that dinner. And then at 7 o'clock, we have some special guests. I can't tell you who they are. And the Wounded Warriors will be up there, and they will be, saying thank you to everybody that came and having a little kind of a talk session there.
Sure. Now, if people don't know what the Wounded Warrior Guide Service is, it is a cost-free guide service founded by veterans for veterans, and I'm reading off the website here. We here at the Wounded Warriors Guide Service provide waterfowl hunting opportunities for our vets who have been wounded serving our great nation. At the Wounded Warriors Guide Service, we are always preparing for the waterfowl season and decided that we want to share our great experiences with those who have sacrificed greatly for our country. Now, I don't know if it's still limited only to waterfowl guiding, but I know that that is a main thing that they do, Jeff, is they take men and women who have been wounded in battle, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan or any place else, and they take them hunting and fishing.
That is correct. And I do a lot of the fishing for the guys there. I got to meet the coolest people in the world last year that were in my boat and Jason Mitchell's boat. We had a big tournament here, and they wanted to partake in the tournament. And I got to take the most outstanding people in my boat on this fishing trip, and so did Jason. So we do both hunting and fishing, and I donate all my time for them. Anytime David Morris wants something, he calls me. We take care of him, and that's basically how we got to where we are now. Just great people. And this isn't something, I'm not going to get into the details on it, where somebody dislocated a shoulder or broke a kneecap. The gentleman in my boat was shot in the head. The gentleman in Jason Mitchell's boat is missing a limb. I mean, these are really, really some people that I want everybody to come and shake their hands and say thank you to on Saturday.
Now, the tournament on Saturday is to raise money for the Wounded Warriors Guide Service so that you and Jason and everybody else can take these Wounded Warriors fishing or hunting. That's the purpose of what we're doing. So the entry fee is $100.
Yep.
Right? And I'll pay my $100. You have my ticket waiting for me. I'm going to pay my $100. But I need a partner for the tournament. And it is a quote-unquote competitive tournament. Don't get me wrong. There's thousands of dollars in prizes and cash and everything else to be given away, but I need a partner for this. And so what you and I decided, Jeff, in a lengthy production meeting weeks ago, we decided that we're going to auction off the spot to go fishing with me on Saturday. Now, let me say this up front. You're not guaranteed to catch one fish, all right? I'm bad at fishing. I love to fish. I'll go fishing every day of my life if I can do it, but I'm no good at it. So whoever has the winning bid, don't think you're going to go up there and catch 500 fish on Saturday, because being with me, the human cold front, you're likely not going to do that. But I will say that we're likely to have a good time. The weather looks nice, possibly in the 30s at Devil's Lake on Saturday. So we can go out there and ice fish from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. and have a grand old time. Here's what we're going to do. Starting now, if you want to call the radio station, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, you can bid. And Pinto will take the bids off the air. And the highest bidder at 4 o'clock will be the winner of the Going Fishing With Me on Saturday at Devil's Lake. The minimum bid has to be $100, because that is the cost of entry into the tournament. And the purpose here is to raise money for the Wounded Warriors Guide Service. So we can't give it away for $5 or $10. We want to have a minimum bid of $100. But you can go as high as you want. If you want to bid $1,000 for the torture of being on the ice with me for 8 hours on Saturday, you can certainly do that. And we'll try to have the best time we can. Am I missing anything, Jeff?
Yes, you have. The lucky person that gets to fish with Mike McFeely during this event receives, before you go out, are you ready for the, I wish we had a drum roll. You will be giving the Shields fishing package, which includes a rod and reel, lures, a hat, a tackle bag, You'll also receive a $20 gift certificate to Cabela's. On top of that, you'll also get Wounded Warriors apparel.
Sweet.
What? I mean, that's over $200 probably right there.
Right. And all you got to do is spend $100. That's the minimum bid.
That is exactly correct. And if anybody wants to come up and get some tickets, we have them here at Woodland Resort. You can call up. You can, if you want to say, hey, reserve me one, I'll be there. We'll even do that for you. We don't have lodging at the resort. We're full. However, get this, a local establishment in town heard about this and said, look, we'll take them all on. We'll only charge $75 a night for the whole weekend for anybody that wants to come and fish it. That would be the Fireside Motel in town. $75 a night. They have all the lodging. They won't run out. It'll be great, but we are full here. Just to let you know. But we have tickets.
Okay.
We definitely have tickets.
And here's the other thing I was thinking about is that if somebody is afraid to be with me, and I can certainly understand that. If you want to give some money to the Wounded Warriors Guide Service, but you're trepidatious about being on the ice with me from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., or you're afraid of not catching any fish because I suck at fishing, if you want to have two other people sign up for the tournament, they can go out with us and fish in the same spots as we do. You know, I have an idea of where I want to fish, and I'll certainly make some phone calls and ask around where the fish might be biting, but Creel Bay is a big arm of Devil's Lake, so there's lots of ice and lots of water out there, so there's lots of spots to try. But, you know, if somebody just doesn't want to be by themselves with me, you can have other people go along if they enter the tournament and pay their $100. That's fine as well, right?
Exactly correct. And it's going to be all in Creel Bay. There's we've been talking about this all year, that nasty crack that's to the south end that goes from Military to Rocky. Well, you can't get over it anyways. So it's going to be that's going to be right about there. I'm going to try to find some Christmas trees and make a line out there, but it's pretty, apparent where the crack is. It's about 5 feet tall. So we're definitely going to do that. And there are a ton of fish in this bay. I mean, this thing is going to be it's like 3 miles long by about 3/4 of a mile wide and depths of 51 feet. So they're everywhere in here.
Okay.
It's a huge area.
Okay. So also you can have shelter. So you're not going to be fishing outside. So if you're worried about being sitting out on the ice, I have a portable fish house for a single person, and I have a portable fish house I can pop up. If you don't have a fish house, you're not going to be sitting outside. You're going to be sitting inside a fish house with heat and everything else, because we can drive a pickup on the ice and take shelters with us on the ice. So don't worry about that.
We're sitting about 24 inches of ice. It's very safe. There's no slush pockets. We have nothing wrong. And the snow isn't bad in our area. We do have some plowed trails, but you can drive anywhere, really. Actually, it's almost worse on the plowed trails because of the drifting. Supposed to be 31 on Saturday, and they're saying no wind. I mean, you can fish outside. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And we know what happens when that happens. The perch like those days, too.
Yep. Okay, so those are the ground rules. That's the rules. If anybody wants to call us between now and 4 o'clock, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can bid. The minimum bid is $100. Did we have a call already, Pinto? Did somebody already call in and bid? What's the bid?
So far, $150.
$150.
Right.
All right, so we've already got a $150 bid. So the bid now stands at $150. Keep calling in. We'll have some fun. You need to get transportation up there. You need to find a place to stay. I'm actually not going to stay Saturday night after the term as well. I need to get back home. But, you know, we'll meet up there. We'll get out and fish, and we'll try to find some fish. All right, Jeff, anything else you need to get out there before I let you go?
Nope, just remember, boys and girls, this is for the best cause I can think of, the Wounded Warriors, and they've done a lot for us. Let's do something for them. I want to see that. I think Pinto said you're going to try to call me back at 4 when we pull the name or the winner, so I can be on possibly for that. And hopefully it's at like $5,000. That would be very, very cool. KFGO listeners, you got it in you. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service.